Block on 5AA. Our state is what we do Monday mornings at this particular time, and this week is National Volunteer Week, and hopefully this next little chat, although we're talking about the Department of Child Protection and volunteering with them, but it might, if you've got an interest in any specific field, and there's the opportunity for volunteering work if you've got the time, maybe you're retired, maybe you've got some hours per week or on a weekend and you think, I'd love to do that, maybe this inspires you to find out more and get involved. But joining me in the studio, the Department of Child Protection North Region Director Anne-Marie Scanlon. Anne-Marie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
There's Bert Dirks, who is a volunteer in the North and Hindmarsh offices. Hello, Bert.
Good morning.
And Judith Crawford, volunteering in the Inner North office. Hello, Judith.
Good morning.
Anne-Marie, let's start with you. I understand you were a volunteer initially and sort of landed a job in the department. Is that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I was studying social work at the time up at the Whyalla University of South Australia, and I'd heard that the department was looking for volunteers, and I always knew I wanted to work with children, so I started volunteering up in Whyalla, which then led me to my career in the Department for Child Protection.
Okay, and so they obviously saw the work you did firsthand and thought you'd be good as an employee.
When I graduated, yeah. I applied for a social worker role.
Yeah,
that's
right. Okay, that obviously helps. That's interesting. What about you, Bert? How did you come to be involved with the department as a volunteer?
My sister-in-law was involved with the department, and after my retirement, I had to do something.
Yeah. Well, you got to do something when you retire.
So I thought I'd give it a go.
Yeah.
And started to enjoy it. And I'm still here 9 years after.
9 years. Amazing. Fantastic. Judith, what inspired you to volunteer with Child Protection?
Well, my brother-in-law suggested that the DCP were looking for some carers to give access before the children have family access.
Yeah.
And so he suggested I inquire, and that's how I started as well. So
that's about a year ago, you were telling me.
Yes,
you're enjoying it. You must be.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. It's great being with the children and seeing all different, you know, aspects of them, and it's lovely.
Okay. Anne-Marie, what does the department's volunteer service offer for children and young people in care, their families and carers as well?
Yeah, so our volunteer program plays an absolutely critical role for us at the Department for Child Protection. Many of our volunteers are involved in the transport side, so driving children and young people to appointments or things like sport or school, and as you just said, family contact or perhaps to respite. Some of them have become involved to help young people learn how to drive and a lot of varied activities. Other people work with young people to help and support them with homework or reading, or it might be working on their life storybook, a record of special photos and special activities that are important to that child.
Okay, very important stuff. Judith, what's your role involved there?
Well, my role mainly involves picking up children with a DCP car from the carer's home and transporting them to childcare or school or family access. So we usually have the children in the car with us, say, half hour or so. And,
Okay. But how far do you normally travel with the children?
Well, I've travelled as far as Bordertown.
Okay. Gee.
And recently down to Renmark.
Yeah.
So I love the long drives.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, that gets you out on the road. I love long drives. You think a lot when you're out on the road, don't you?
Yeah, you get a chance to really converse with the person you're driving.
Yep.
And it's quite pleasant.
Yeah. Anne-Marie, how large is the volunteer service? Are you looking for more people? I imagine all the time.
Absolutely. Always looking for more people to contribute. So we have about 180 volunteers working with us across the state, and they contribute over 31,000 hours, which is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
So our volunteers range in age from students, like I mentioned, people in their 20s, through to people in their 80s. It might be that people are retired or semi-retired, but we also have people who are working full-time or part-time who generously contribute their hours as well.
Okay, so that's good. That's amazing. 31,000 hours. Incredible.
Absolutely.
But any insights into how you've seen the work you do benefit the children?
Yes, I think it gives them contact with outside people.
Yeah.
Instead of in their little environment.
Mm.
And the outer contact seems to please them a fair bit.
Okay.
And they seem to have contact with you, you know, close contact with you. In relate, not Yeah, a lot of the children have got disabilities and all that, and they seem to find themselves quite comfortable with different people.
Yeah. Yeah. Judith, how old are the children you generally transport?
Oh, there's a wide range. Yeah. They usually range from newborns right through to young adolescents. So we have a wide variety of young ones that we mix with. So, yeah, that's really good. I love the babies.
Okay.
but also love the young adolescents, you know, because some of them will have a chat with you, but others just like to be in their own space.
Yeah.
So it sort of breaks down the barriers a little bit.
Fantastic. Volunteers helping children in care, Anne-Marie, it's obviously, I mean, I don't imagine the work has changed from when you were volunteering. It's something that's really vital and important.
Absolutely, and it is so relationship-based. Mm. And as they were just saying, you know, really having the chance for some young people who do really engage and really want to get to know the person that they're spending time with, and some young people that will take some time to build, and others, you know, it's more instant. But our volunteers support children to do so many things, particularly those after school activities and sports. And often you'll find a link. You might have a volunteer who really enjoys the football, and they then start taking that young person to their football games, and there becomes that really genuine relationship, which is just beautiful, that forming of connection over time.
Okay. Judith, the children, what are they like to work with? I mean, you love it. Do they love it?
They do, actually, and I think they quite like the idea, like when we pick them up and we actually form a bit of a bond with them, that they're speaking to somebody neutral, somebody that's not judging them or, you know, having any input to what they say. It's quite often you sit there, and like I had a young lass this morning, and she was chatting away and telling me some of her history, and of course we can't say anything.
But
it's just to say, oh, you're doing really well. It's really good, you know. So just to give them praise as an outsider.
That's important. But what do you enjoy about the role? Is it the drives?
It's the driving, yes. I enjoy driving. It's meeting people, especially like the staff at the office, and meeting different children. I mean, I've got grandchildren myself, and I enjoy catching up with these young kids and having chats with them.
Yeah.
Especially like with sports and
okay.
And their, you know, activities at school and everything like that.
Yeah.
They quite enjoy the contact.
Yeah. Judith, do you get to know some of the children well? From what you say, I imagine you do.
You do, and there's one particular case that's just happened where this young lass had problems in the past with homelessness, and with the help of the DCP and a lot of people involved, this young lass is now reunited with her baby.
Yeah.
And they're together. They're living
fantastic
in their own home.
Lovely.
And it's just an amazing story to have such a happy ending.
How wonderful seeing that from the beginning, I suppose.
Yes, it was.
The conclusion. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it was. It's a beautiful story.
Indeed. Anne-Marie, is there a specific person you're looking for in volunteers when you're searching for them?
Yep, so we're really looking for anyone who's over 18 years old who would be interested in helping vulnerable children and young people. There are a few requirements that we have, so getting a Working with Children check, and that's something that's arranged at no cost to the volunteer. The department organises all of that. Volunteers also need to have a driver's licence.
Yeah.
Once all those things are finalised, volunteers complete a two-day workshop covering topics including information about the child, Department of Child Protection and child safe environments. And they'll also learn about their rights and responsibilities as volunteers. And once that's done, we will work out with the volunteer what contribution they would like to make and then start matching them for opportunities within the department.
It sounds, you know, challenging. I mean, as I said at the start, there's all sorts of different volunteer opportunities out there working with councils or community centres or whatever, and, you know, you might end up, if you've got the appropriate licence, as a small bus driver to take people out on day tours or whatever. There's so many different things. This sounds challenging. This sounds, and as a result of that, incredibly rewarding.
Absolutely. I think that it can be hugely rewarding and we're there every step of the way to support volunteers. And we were just having a conversation before about the support that, that these two receive from Kerry and from others who do similar roles to Kerry, who are our volunteer coordinators. Yeah. So it is hugely rewarding. And I think a number of our volunteers will say that looking back, they've gained so much more. And that's just such a common thread, isn't it, for volunteering in general?
Well, Judith, what do you get out of the role? What's in it for you?
I like watching the children and seeing the different aspects of them and how they have so much support around them. And it's then always ends up to be a really nice story, you know.
Yeah.
And when you feel at the end of the day, you feel gratified that you've actually contributed something towards it. So
beautiful. All right, but some people have become volunteers. They enjoy the social connections they form. And have you made social connections in your time there? I mean, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. You know, we have coffee in the morning and chats and everything like that. You know, it's not just walk in, walk out.
Yeah.
So we get socialising and everything like that. It's fantastic.
It is important, is it, when you retire to keep active in some way.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're kind of demonstrating that 9 years on.
Yeah, and plus you get to keep up with the environment around you, you know, because things are changing so much around
Absolutely.
The place.
Absolutely, yeah.
And driving around all the neighbourhoods and all that. It's fantastic.
Yeah, brilliant. Anne-Marie, how much time do you ask volunteers to devote each week or month or what, 31,000 hours a year? Is that what you'd like? Or
it's a huge number, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it really varies. Some of our volunteers, like Bert and Judith, give up a huge amount of time, and I certainly know that most days Bert's definitely out there volunteering for the Department for Child Protection.
Yep.
We'll work with our volunteers to work out what will fit for them and their personal circumstances. So sometimes it is, like I say, almost every day. Other times it might be once a week, a couple of times a month.
Yeah.
And I think it's also important to know that you can volunteer on the weekends. So it's not just 9 to 5 necessarily. And Bert and Judith would be able to say that there's often those flexible jobs that need someone available out of those normal work hours.
Brilliant. But 9 years, what's kept you coming back for so long?
I just enjoy what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I like to get out of the house. I mean, what do? You know, I'm up at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
You got to keep your body going.
Yeah. And it keeps you moving, keeps you thinking and active and everything else.
Keep the mind going,
yeah. Judith, do you do any other volunteer work? Do you squeeze anything else in?
Just a little bit of things, a few little things. I do scouting performing arts with one group, and I've been doing that for 34 years. And another scouting group, I've been doing that for 10 years.
Yeah.
And I've also got a small group of women that we meet every Tuesday, and we make bears for the Women's and Children's Paediatric Intensive Care Unit.
Beautiful.
And I've been doing that for 7 years.
Wow. How many bears? How many bears have you made?
Oh, it's amazing. It's like about 3,000 or something.
Are you kidding?
Over the time.
I was thinking you might say 300. 3,000,
oh, no,
you reckon?
No. Oh, easy, yeah. Because there's 5 women.
Yeah.
We get there and we have a cup of coffee and then we have lunch. And, but it's amazing how much work you get done when the mouth's moving.
Yeah, right.
So,
wow.
So it's been interesting.
That's, you both live an incredibly rewarding life, it sounds like.
Yeah.
What would you say, both of you, to other people considering volunteering with child protection?
Well, I would say give it a try.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy meeting up with other volunteers and having a chat and a bit of fun. And the staff at the DCP are incredible. They make you feel so welcome, and they're so appreciative of what we do. And it's just that feeling of giving back to the community that you just, at the end of the day, you feel, that was good.
Excellent. So, what about you, Bert? What would you say to others to sign up?
Well, give it a go.
Yeah.
Because you're not obligated to stay there like 9 to 5. You know, you've put in your own time that you're available.
Yeah.
And, just enjoy what's to offer.
Beautiful.
And
I mean, you drive all late model cars, so there's nothing to worry about that side of things.
Exactly. Anne-Marie, how do people get involved if they're interested in helping out?
Yep, so absolutely. They can go to our website, which is childprotection.sa.gov.au/volunteers. And there's information up there on that website, or they can give us a call if they're wanting to have a conversation and take the next step. And one of our coordinators will be able to get in touch. So the number that they can call is 0492 000 743.
Okay. And volunteer work, what are you doing to celebrate all these fantastic volunteers, and Bert and Judith included?
Absolutely. So normally we have a local celebration in each office, and we actually went out to our volunteers and our coordinators and said, what would you like to do this year? And the feedback was that people would really like to come together as a whole statewide group. So we're actually hosting a major statewide event this year to say thank you to our really amazing special volunteers, and that's at the Sunny Bray Function Centre. So looking forward to getting along there a bit later in the week and meeting everyone again.
Beautiful. Well, thank you all for coming in. Bert Dirks, volunteer, and Judith Crawford, also volunteer, and Anne-Marie Scanlon, the director, department rather, of Child Protection North Region Director. And lovely meeting you all. I hope you have a happy volunteer week, and good luck with everything you're all doing.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. 9 minutes to 12 now.